Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Phone lines are accessible. Friends, know I'm dumping a lot of information on you, but I'd love to hear from you. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Right before the end of last hour, I was talking about the Constitution and what one of our presidents just not that long ago, Mr. Harry Truman said the fundamental basis of the nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teaching we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul. He said, I don't think we emphasize that enough these days. No, but I can tell you what the state-run media emphasizes, lines between church and state. Christians can't do that. Government's unlimited. He goes on, if we don't have a proper fundamental moral background, remember, if I can demoralize you, I can control you. See, if you understand the foundations of your country, you know that we're a moral people, and then that falls in line with as to what John Adams, the second president, said when he said our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious, under the umbrella of Christianity, people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of other. If we don't have a proper fundamental moral background, we finally end up with a totalitarian government. This is what you're beginning to see, slowly, incrementally, through a siege, through judgment, because the American people sit down and tolerate it, with a totalitarian government which does not believe in rights for anybody except the states. And then I parallel the biblical view of government with pagan view of government. The pagan view of government is state is divine, state authority is unlimited, leads to state worship, results in tyranny. And then, friends, let me bring it over to this, and then I'll go back over to the biblical view of government. When I was doing the college at Liberty University, I was speaking to law students. They know their stuff. And in saying that, one guy said, well, what do you think of Obamacare? And I said to him, I said, well, what do you want to know? What do I think of Obamacare? It's unconstitutional, therefore unlawful, and obviously it's un-American. I said, it's such a good program. Those that have actually crafted, the socialists that actually crafted that bill, they themselves want to be exempted from that bill. And then I shared with these students, I said, it's interesting that they have you running, trying to make sure that you comply with their unlawful, unconstitutional, and un-American mandates. I said, if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. Now, do they? No. Remember what I was just saying? A pagan view is the state is divine, state authority is unlimited, leads to worship, state worship, and results in tyranny. The real question the American people should be asking this criminal administration is, where is it that they derived their authority to implement something that's unconstitutional, unlawful, and un-American at length in the first place? Can you tell me? I said, the problem is you have Fox News and you have the conservatives of the day and you have these foolish individuals that know nothing of the Constitution. They make no reference to the Constitution whatsoever. And why would they? Because then they wouldn't have something to talk about the following day if they did. See, but what America needs is justice, and therefore what follows justice is righteousness and the establishing of peace. So when I'm talking to these students, I said, the real question is where did he get his authority to bring forth Obamacare in the first place? It's not there. But as long as you stay away from your founding documents, you're not going to know the difference anyways. And as I just said, as long as they get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, do they? Nope. And then what happens? Now you have a totalitarian form of government. State is divine, state authority is unlimited, leads to state worship, results in tyranny. I mean, like killing babies and, you know, telling men that they can marry men and women that they can marry women and the government can go ahead and do anything that they want. I mean, their greatest cheerleader is Nancy Pelosi, friends. And this is the lady that said, let's just go ahead and pass the bill and then we'll read what's inside of the bill after it's passed. How backwards and upside down can one be? And the sad part is while America laughs about it, the joke is on you. They're still there, friends. The Pelosi's of the world. The communists of the world. These useful idiots of the world. The Reeds are still there. The Barack Hussein Obamas are still there. Now, the good news is the American people have stood up now and have taken action against Eric Holder, that criminal, the Attorney General of the United States of America, that thinks he can just go ahead and do what he wants to do without consequence of breaking the constitutional laws in which he swore to uphold. I asked the question, where did this administration derive its authority and power to implement Obamacare to a bunch of law students? Can you show me in the Constitution? Yes, I can. Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution of the United States. Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes, duties, excises to pay the debts, and provide for the common defense and general welfare of the United States. Welfare doesn't mean that I steal from the haves and I give to the have-nots. That's what tyrants do. Just ask Mao Zedong. General welfare of the people means the good of the people, and that meaning does not mean, it does through a fallen state, through carnal men, namely corrupt governments. What they do is they steal the money through taxes away from them that work to the bone, their fingers to the bone, only to give to those that don't want to work. Therefore, it's a direct violation of Jesus Christ and a commandment of God himself through Jesus Christ when he said, listen, if you don't want to work, neither shall you eat. Oh, I'm getting off a little bit here, but it's the same thing. It's a little bunny trail. It was absolutely amazing to me that the older generation sat back and laughed at Obama because of all these people that were out of work and they were dependent upon food stamps. And they were saying during the last election that there's no way that Obama's going to get back in. I mean, look what he's doing. Now, what them older folks didn't realize is this man and the criminals around his administration are not as stupid as you want them to be. Because what he was doing is creating dependency upon government. They weren't shying away from government, you know. I mean, when you give a people that don't want to work food stamps, they're going to be happy in government within itself, namely tyrannical government, knows what they're doing. They're creating that dependency upon themselves. See, now the people that are being ripped off from by this administration through the allocation of funds by taking away your money and giving it to a bunch of do-nothings, that is called theft, friends. If you did that, you would end up in jail. But again, where did this administration actually derive the authority to implement something called Obamacare in the first place? Well, the good news is only 35,000 people 2 days ago signed up for Obamacare. They have a real problem. By the way, friends, this is how you do it. You resist tyrants and you obey God. I'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Oh. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. I think I was going to add during the last segment, that break came up on me real quick, that the American people have had enough with Eric Holder, the Attorney General, and they are now bringing forth impeachment proceedings against him. And when you begin to look at the things that he's ignored, friends, if that is not the act of a criminal, there is nothing to define a criminal. So I got that out. There you have it. They're calling for his impeachment. It's serious. I don't think it's a game at this point. I know even speaking about Obamacare, as to address that issue again as to what I was talking about during the last segment, I know there's a lot of problems with that. This is really the opportunity for the American people to stand up and say, where have you derived your authority? How can you implement something that is unconstitutional, therefore unlawful, and, of course, un-American? He cannot. And that's the real things that we should be laying to this administration's feet. If by the way, friends, and I've said this before and I want to say it again, but if you look behind Hitler's administration, his regime, there was nothing behind it. And it's the same thing when you begin to poke holes in this administration's unlawfulness and illegal activities, folks, the only thing that they can do when called out under the carpet or uncovered for their crimes is ignore you if you tolerate them to continue on in their unlawful means. It's the same way that Hitler did his doings, friends. The people let him do it. And it's the same thing that's happening here. This man should have been impeached the first week he was in that White House, our White House. And I just shared with you the pagan view of governments. State is divine. State authority is unlimited. Leads to state worship. Results in tyranny. The evolutionary view of governments, of course. There is no king but King Caesar. But what is the biblical view of government? State is divinely ordained. State authority is limited. Leads to patriotism. Results in republic based on creation. P.S. The purpose of government, said Thomas Jefferson, was to ensure your rights. Was to ensure your rights, not to steal them away. Folks, if you've ever taken the time to see what our enemies attack within, The very things they attack, if you know your history, exposes them for who they really are. It reveals as to who they really are and what it is that they fear the most. What do the America, well, let me ask you this, America. What do your enemies attack from within? What do they attack? They attack your patriotism, your morality, and your spiritual life. I just asked you the question. What do your enemies attack from within, friends? Your patriotism, your morality, and your spiritual life. So if you're tired of the rhetorical sound of circular reasoning bringing about no resolve and defeatism and would like to see resolve brought to your country, then simply study the past. Folks, this is something that nobody can do for you. Because then and only then you can stand with your feet fixed firm upon the rock. Matthew 16:18. And knowledge and understanding, Hosea 4:6. And by the way, friends, before I share these with you, I know that there are skeptics out there that could be transported to the sun and still deny its very existence, but the good news is I'm only going to reveal to you some of America's landmarks, which in some cases are literally in your backyard. I've shared in the past that on the aluminum tip of the capstone on the Washington Monument, the phrase Laus Deo means praise be to God, and the blocks resound with quotations from Scripture, holiness to the Lord, Exodus 28, search the Scriptures, John 5:39, the memory of the just is blessed, Proverbs 10:7, and such invocations as may have into this union, all 57 states, friends, in our union, continue its benefits. Of course, you know that there is not 57 states in our union. I am mocking this individual that is in the White House right now attempting to upend your Constitution on a daily basis. I've shared in the past that the Liberty Bell states, Leviticus 25:10, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. And I've also brought you to Arlington Cemetery almost every show without fail. If I ever fail to do that, I'm done. What do we see there? Christian crosses above the heads of American fallen soldiers. And I just got back from my 15-state tour, 17, I'm sorry, there was two more added on the way back. And I shared with you as some of our history. As a matter of fact, I just talked to a national radio show host this morning. He had called me, wanted me to jump on the radio with him. And I said, I'm sorry, I just got home. Kind of explained to him as to what I'm sharing with you right now. I said, hey, did you ever see the Matrix of Liberty or the Monument to the Forefathers? He said, no, where's that? I said, well, it's a short distance away from the Plymouth Rock and the replica of the Mayflower. And then I told him this, of course, is the location where the pilgrims landed after seeking civil and religious liberty. And unfortunately, this monument is overlooked and it is virtually hidden. As a matter of fact, when we were there, there was one individual that walked by a certain path around the Matrix of Liberty, the monument to our forefathers, for years. He had no idea what that monument had to do with. Now, the problem is the monument is so blatantly biblical, its presence so overwhelming, with a message so heart-wrenching that anyone questioning God's hand in the building of our great nation could be considered a lunatic. Literally. By the way, they said that this was to precede the Statue of Liberty, but for some reason the Statue of Liberty made it, and the monument to the forefathers, the Matrix of Liberty, did not. Because when you take a look at this monument, the recipe for American liberty is written on this monument from start to finish. Read Joshua 4:6-7. Now listen carefully. Standing at a staggering 81 feet tall, the following pillars of freedom are depicted on the monument to the forefathers. I also got to tell you this too. Speaking to some of these deans at the college, they never seen this neither. And this octagonal statue is literally hours away from them. They've heard nothing of it. One more point. This is also in a residential area. And it's a block and a half away from the Plymouth Rock and the replica ship, the Mayflower. So every person I've asked if they've seen this monument, they said, no, I've never heard of it. So here you have it. And keep in mind what I just said, that this monument is so blatantly biblical, it presents so overwhelming, its presence, I'm sorry, with a message so heart-wrenching that anyone questioning God's hand in the building of this great nation could be considered a lunatic. Do keep in mind what I said. It was a block and a half away from the Mayflower, the replica, and the Plymouth Rock. Do keep in mind what I said, friends, that this, of course, is the location where the pilgrims landed after seeking civil and religious liberty. So these were our forefathers that preceded our forefathers, known as the pilgrims. So we have an 81 foot tall pillar of freedom, known as the Monument to the Forefathers. Again, the Matrix of Liberty. First Faith is a 36-foot classical-draped female standing with one foot on Plymouth Rock. Means she conquered in Christ Jesus. She is holding an open Geneva Bible. If you read the Geneva Bible, friends, some people will say, well, what's the big difference between the Geneva Bible and other Bibles? When you read the Geneva Bible, you'll see the notes of our forefathers that knew how to throw off a tyrant. The notes were all over their Bibles. So when you look at the Geneva Bible, here you have it. You have the notes along with Scripture. So with an open Geneva Bible in her left hand, her right hand is lifted up to heaven. And you have to keep in mind that the pilgrims were the children of the Reformation with Christ as their mediator and the Bible as their source of wisdom, of course. On this statue, named Faith, hence the Star of Honors on her forehead, Hammett Billings, the architect of this monument, wrote, "She looks downward as if to those that she's addressing, seeming to call them to a trust in a higher power." In America, that's who you are, foundationally. God loves to put people in a position where they have to call to the heavens. Remember King David said, "My help cometh from the hills." The next figure is called Morality. And by the way, I'm bringing these forth in order, chronological order. I'll get over to morality, education, law, liberty. And I want to get to the highlight as to the front where it says, well, I'm just going to have to tell you that when I get back here, aren't I? Yeah, Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Stephanie Joy, known as the Pretty Little Princess, will be back with us in just a couple minutes as well. Sons of Liberty Radio, 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747 if you'd like to call in. Friends, again, I know that I'm inundating you with a lot of information, and I know that you got to absorb that information. If you live out by the Plymouth Rock and you know or you have a little more information than I have, listen, I don't know everything. We would love to hear from you. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. I'd like to add to, take away. Just make sure you get the facts on your side, and please stick to topic. Let's get back over to this monument known as the Matrix of Liberty. We talked about morality. This is the next one on this octagonal statue. Huge statue, by the way, 81 feet tall. It's morality. She's a woman holding a tablet of the Ten Commandments in her left hand and the scroll of Revelation in her right. On one side of the throne is the prophet Moses holding the tablets of the law and looking towards heaven. On the other side is an evangelist writing in a book. Another figure is education. This is a draped woman pointing to a book in her lap. The small figure in the niches to the right and left of her chair represent wisdom and youth. There it is again. Hey, folks, when you read the Constitution of the United States of America, the preamble says, "We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, that's the first, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, the good of the people, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity, our kids, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America." The next figure is called Law. This one's portrayed as a draped male also holding a book. His chair is supported by justice and mercy. And a woman with scales and sword. Lastly, we have Liberty. This one is a helmeted male. This one's my favorite. Draped with a lion's skin, cradling a sword in his right arm, and holding a broken chain in his left. Simplifying freedom, of course. And the paw on his shoulder, by the way, friends, simplifies a defeated tyrant. The figures in niches on the sides on his chair represent peace and tyranny, a king laid low that was not ruled by law. Hey, friends, a king is not a king that is not ruled by law, by the way. These are meant to symbolize peace resting under the protection of liberty, tyranny having been overthrown by its power. Beautiful. And here's my favorite one. The engraving below the pillar of faith reads, listen carefully, friends, "National monument to the forefathers erected by a grateful people in remembrance of their," listen carefully, "their labors, their sacrifices and sufferings for the cause of civil and religious liberty." Did you hear what he said? "National monument to the forefathers erected by a grateful people they turned around and looked at the labors of the forefathers, their sacrifices, and their sufferings for the cause of civil and religious liberty that they now have. That would be us. Preserve. When I give my preaching across the country, I always show this story. And I share it with you now. Matter of fact, we're going to D.C. this coming week. We'll be speaking to ReclaimAmericaNow.net along with a coalition of other speakers. And I've already shared with those that are going with me how I anticipate going to Arlington Cemetery. Now, when I go to Arlington Cemetery, friends, of course I know that there's a lot of young people, men and women, someone's children, sons and daughters, or maybe some fathers and mothers, or maybe someone's grandpas and grandmas, or maybe someone's cousins or brothers or sisters. I always look forward to going to Arlington Cemetery so I can go take my own little piece of space for just a couple minutes and stand before God and look down and say, am I doing okay? Is there anything that you would have me do to make sure that these people never, ever, I want to make sure, friends, that they never, ever, never, ever, I want to make sure America never forgets them. What can I do to honor, which means hold in high esteem, their sacrifice? Lord, I know that these people that are 6 feet under the ground right now, I know that they gave themselves for what we have, but is there anything, Lord, that I'm missing? Is there more that I can do, Lord? Because I know that we have a lot of problems in our country right now, Father, and I know that when I look around, I can complain about a lot of things. But Lord, I don't want to come to you complaining right now, because I know that these didn't. That sacrifice for the freedoms what I have, in which I have today. I don't want to complain, Lord. I don't want to complain. I don't want to murmur. I don't want to grumble. Lord, is there anything that I can do to make up for the lack of those that should be doing? There's my complaint. Because if there's more that I can do, please give me more grace and power and strength to do it, because I'll do it. That's why I get on the radio 6 days a week, and I remind the American people that they're still out there. people that have a care for the honor that belongs to our fallen. And of course, Father, you know that I'm talking about your Son, Jesus Christ. Of course, Father, these men and these women, I want to, in the natural, make sure that they never, ever, ever are forgotten. Ever. I don't want them to be forgotten. And see, the way that we honor those that have fought blood and died to give us what we have today, namely freedom, the way we honor them is to live for what they died for. And guess what they died for, friends? They died magnifying the constitutional, the laws of that republic, the constitution of that law, of that republic. See, it's not okay for the president of the United States to break the law. It's not okay for those in government that serve we the people to break the law. It's not okay for my brother to break the law. It's not okay for me to break the law. Lord, give me more grace to keep your commandments better. Lord, give me power to right the wrongs. Lord, your word says that you're not a respecter of persons. I want to know who you are today for my generation. As David said, forsake me not until my generation sees thy power. But Lord, make sure that they see you. I don't want to get in the way. And the Lord will make sure of that, rest assured. I want them to find their faith in you, for the kingdom of heaven is not in word, but it is in power. That's what your word says, Lord. Your word says, open your mouth wide and I will fill it. Your word says, call unto me and I will answer and I will show you great and mighty things in which you know not. Lord, I am right now. Lord, you said, you asked the question, to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? To who believes the report of the Lord? Lord, I do. Help thou me with my unbelief. Forgive me of my sins. You said if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship as one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sins. Empower us with strong confidence and much assurance that they would know what sort of men are among them, having received the word of God in much affliction, but with joy in the Holy Ghost. Lord, let them see you. I don't want to get in the way. Oftentimes I share with people when I'm out and about, because I want to make sure people aren't stupid enough to look at me like I can do something outside of my Heavenly Father. I'm not that stupid, friends. Matter of fact, a guy walked up to John Bunyan, the author of Pilgrim's Progress, and he said, man, I just want to tell you that was a great sermon today. John Bunyan, in his spiritual wisdom, said to him, yeah, Satan told me. He already told me that. Satan already told me that. That no flesh should glory in his presence. Ezekiel 36 talks about how he'll pour out his spirit upon all flesh. As a matter of fact, Christianity is 100% spiritual. We're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. As a matter of fact, the very gift of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Friends, let me tell you this. If they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there's no light in them. Get away from them. John Adams, the second president, said, you will never know how much it cost the present generation, those that went through the Revolutionary War, to preserve your freedom. Are you preserving freedom? Are you the salt of the earth? Are you the light of the world in Christ Jesus? I will hope you will make good use of it, because if you do not, John Adams said, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it. You see, when I go to Arlington Cemetery, I look at the headstones and I say, Lord, I want to make sure they're not sorry for what they did for me. You got Bradley, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com. We're going to come back with Stephanie Joy, our pretty little princess. She's got a couple things more she wants to share with you as to what took place on the road. Sons of Liberty, Radio.com. Final shout out, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into the society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. To the right of me, I'm my Pretty Little Princess friends. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Seeing a transition of, well, much information and visuals. Very cool visuals. As a matter of fact, if you want to just get a little taste of what change is coming about right now, visually, is you may want to go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Tell me what you think. I mean, this guy that does this work is second to none. His name is Eric Hollander. Worked with Steven Spielberg on the Jaws reunion. He loves the ministry. Therefore, he puts into the ministry. And what we get out of Eric is second to none. Check it out, Sons of Liberty Radio. That's the new billboard. Again, tell us what your thoughts are. And over to Stephanie. We got you. Steffi. Okay, Steffi. All right.
I'm here.
Yes.
Woo, that took a moment, but yes. I am here. I do have to say, though, in regards to what you're talking about, the Matrix of Liberty, I have enjoyed these past few segments of listening to you, Mr. Bradley Dean. You're talking about how these different pillars of liberty and law and morality and faith, and one of the subsequent pillars is education. And you were talking about this, and, you know, when we were doing these programs and talking to these younger students, especially in the high school, we came across one girl. And the importance of the Matrix of Liberty, they're saying, here's liberty. Now we need to teach these things to our young people. Education is important. The youth are important if we're ever going to hope to preserve this liberty and this freedom that we have. And I talked with one young lady. Her name was Alana. She was 12 years old, and this is what she said after you got done speaking. She said, I want to be a politician. And I kind of corrected her, and I said, you mean a stateswoman? And she's like, yeah, stateswoman. And then she thought for a second, and she said, no, I want to be the president. And she goes, I can think of some good changes that I can make in America. And she actually said that she was upset that it had gone this far to where it is today. But here we have a young individual, a 12-year-old seventh grade girl, saying she wants to be the president because she can think of some good ways that she could change America. And I have no doubts that she could go ahead and do this. And these are the kind of kids that we're trying to reach, as the younger generation, as this freedom and the matrix of liberty that you're talking about was to preserve this for our younger generation and teach these things to the younger generation. And as we've been doing these different, you know, events this week and talking to young and old, the response has been overwhelming. And what's been really good, too, is going from the younger generation to the older generation. Now, I gave you an example of a 12-year-old, but here we have Mike Littlejohn, his name was.
Yeah.
He was a Bible instructor. He was the coordinator for certain grade levels at the high school. And I was talking with him, and I could tell that he was very locked into what you were saying. He was saying, yes, sir. He was responding to what you were saying, glued in. And I talked with him a little bit. He said it was like he came in with a sledgehammer and was like drilling on their minds where, you know, you're really hitting it home. But then he came through with a scalpel.
Well, yeah. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Is it not the job of the Holy Ghost to come to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment? Of course it is. Is he not a Swiss witness to break the hard heart and heal the broken one, law to the proud, grace to the humble? Of course. That's what he prophetically picked up.
Exactly. And he said, and that basically what he was saying is you're so unique in how you present the message. And he got the MyWar documentary series, and I said, that's great because it's power punches. It's like a 7-minute increment of this power punch of this good point hitting it home. And then we changed it and we talk about this topic. But he wanted to incorporate that with his Bible coordination that he's doing with his young people because it grabbed, their attention.
But people need to understand it's the anointing that breaks the yoke in Isaiah 10. It's not who you are or what you look like. It's God doesn't use you for your abilities. He uses you for your availabilities. I can be 95 years old and I'm still going to capture the attention of the students in the way that I'm actually attracting their attention now, because I'm getting there in their face. I'm loving on them enough to actually get in their face, and the Holy Ghost is honoring that. And if I wasn't led by the Spirit of God, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God, well, he wouldn't bear witness. He's only bearing witness as to who he is in Jesus Christ. That's all.
Yeah, and we had some responses. We went from, you did one government class, and then you had a little break, and then did another one. And we were talking with a girl in the elevator going from the one class to the main event, and she said, oh, it went by so much faster than what it normally does. It went by just, and even this is what this Bible instructor said, too. He goes, it went by just like that.
Yeah.
He snapped his fingers because these kids were locked in and so glued that the time flew by. At the end, they're just like, wow, it's a power punch, and it really is.
It's prophetic bunny trails that are going on. When you go out to eat, listen, there's one menu. It's called the Word of God. He is the bread of life, Jesus Christ. But you know what? Everybody individually, they're all in different places, and you need to prophetically yield yourself, go not in your own mind, to be used for everybody in that room. And that's what happens. And what I'll do is I'll have my PowerPoint up on the screen, and I'll just begin to branch out from there, because I'll say, okay, Lord, I got it, and I'll start going that direction, and then I'll stop in the center and I'll say, so is anybody getting anything? And everybody in the room, their hands go up.
Yep.
Of course, because you're being led of the Holy Ghost. You're not trying to drive the Holy Ghost, and that's the difference as to what we're doing. And we're not going in our own strength. We'd be absolute fools to do that. We are trusting in God. And I know that's religious, you know, vernacular, and oh, I've heard everybody say, well, you know what, folks, if you've never seen the Sons of Liberty before, let me ask you, why do people keep calling us back?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's not different, if it's not unique, then why do people keep calling us back 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 times? And it gets to the point where it's just like, you know what, enough is enough. We're good.
But it's nice to see that people are starting to get their eyes open to the fact of, listen, what we're doing is not working. It's not going to be the quote-unquote, you know, the same typical thing that we've always seen from an older Christian conservative. Not that God can't use them, because, of course, the Lord can use anyone he wants to use. But when we were talking with the dean at that university, he was saying, listen, because you can reach them in a different way that we can. And he was actually asking you for pointers on how would I reach
out
to them.
Yes,
it is. I think the good thing about it, it was a blessing both ways. We were blessed to be there, and they were blessed to have us there. So it was great. all the way around the boards. I'm sure we could talk about it a million times over. There's a bunch of different things. Usually when you go out and you do these type of events, you walk away with like three different people or some specific things that just kind of stick out in your mind from going along and doing what we were doing. Also, just to talk a little bit about this, when you're mentioning the Matrix of Liberty, we went to go see the home of John Adams.
Yep.
And speaking of our Christian heritage and foundation, yeah, founding forefathers, you know, the guy who was giving us the tour, obviously, no, not a Christian guy, not a Christian tour, he said John Quincy Adams used to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and we'd travel through his house to go read the Bible for 2 hours before he would start his day.
That's a smart guy.
These are the foundations, and then they had the Bible and the Geneva Bible, which has only been taken out for a couple of different events for a swearing-in of a governor, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're looking at it, there's no denying our Christian heritage, as we've talked about so many times yeah. before. But even to get that from the point of view of even on the house tour, that
interesting, you foreign people do, you know, when foreigners not to, but as long as I know our foundations and who it is we are and where we came from, they can lie all they want. At least I know now who I am, therefore I can call out the liar for who he is. And that is important. I think that's pretty important stuff, because then again, I get to put my feet on that rock and walk and establish my goings. And then guess what? I don't have to worry about what the enemy's doing. The enemy now has to worry about what I'm doing.
That's right.
Yes.
And we see the foundations of that as far as even looking at the Adams family. This whole town was established because of one man's faithfulness to God, one man saying, listen, I'm going to fight. I'm the Colossus for Independence. He didn't name himself that. Other folks did. But what's interesting to note, too, about these guys is in their lifetimes, they mention on these tours that they were not popular men.
Yep.
They weren't the ones that people loved and the ones that received all the praise. They're the ones that did what was right. John Quincy Adams was fighting against slavery. John Adams was the Colossus for Independence.
Yeah, and who nailed, let me ask you something, friends. Who nailed John Adams more than his friend Thomas Jefferson, his vice president? Nobody did. It was his best friend that kept continuously criticizing his administration for the stance that it took. But if it wasn't for the Colossus of Independence, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson wouldn't have had a job, would he?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
People need to think.
And it's interesting how the Bible talks about the Lord writing a book of remembrance about those that are faithful unto
Malachi,
him.
Yep.
And you look at that HBO series, when we had called, I called to find out some information about their tours and stuff before we left, and on their website, it said, due to the popularity of that HBO series, mm-hmm. you might have to wait an hour or two.
13 Grammys.
Yeah, 13 yeah. Grammys of yeah. that one man and his wife, and yeah. they stood, and you're seeing the fruit of that all across the board.
What's interesting about that is John Adams feared that Thomas Jefferson was the only one that was going to be remembered, when in fact now John Adams is on the rise a couple hundred years later.
Yeah, it
so
is
praise
amazing.
God. So God did not forget. And it, again, it's interesting to look at the house that our heritage phones, friends, our landmarks, we have a wealth, a plethora of history that we need to uncover, because I'm telling you what, we could spend the rest of our lives digging it up. We're always going to come back to this one thing. We are a Christian nation. Mm-hmm. We are a Christian nation. There's no way of getting away from who we are. There's no way.
And
I'm glad.
As you mentioned, too, before you got there, you even hit the iceberg. And then when you dig deeper and you go deeper and you see these different things like the Matrix of Liberty and yeah. the Adams House and the Truman quote that you were talking about, it puts a whole new light on everything.
It does.
You know, there's so much more even
reaffirmation.
To dig in yep. deep into.
It really is. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, our pretty little princess. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. And we will talk at you Monday. Again, live in Washington, D.C., coming up on Tuesday.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineering. engineered structures is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.